Dow down 201, the Nasdaq slipping 91, with the S&P closing 22 lower. The Democratic Party is suing the Russian government, WikiLeaks, the Trump campaign, and a number of people in the campaign, claiming they conspired to hack information from the Clinton campaign and interfere in the last presidential election.
The Democratic National Committee bases its lawsuit on previously reported contacts between Russian officials and people associated with the Trump campaign, as well as an analysis of the hack itself.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Trump campaign issuing a statement calling the lawsuit a sham without merit. No reaction yet from the White House. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Darby Quest.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey, and this is Pot. I am a salesman. Never in my life have I been so impressed with a product. You need nothing more than you need good pot. Well, I'm not alone in that opinion. Pat Berger of Maryville, Tennessee says, I must be in heaven. I have had pot and hash. It worked like a miracle. And best of all, it lasts for hours. If only as a psychological palliative for the family. P.S. Mr. Harvey, I owe you $70. You're welcome. Just glad we can be of help. Pot can comfort and relax and reassure and renew you. Try it for a month. Send it back should you be disappointed. I know nobody who ever was. Paul Harvey. Wow. Oh, yes. Good day.
And that is done with complete and full respect to Paul Harvey. I knew him. He had a sense of humor. It is 4:03. I'm just talking about...
No, that was just brilliant editing work.
Oh, incredible.
Brilliant editing
work. Some of the best ever.
Pretty seamless. But have you seen some of these new technologies, say, I mean, in your career, but just here at News Talk? Like, you've been doing this 10, 11 years?
Here?
Yeah.
It'll be 13.
Oh, wow.
In a couple of weeks.
How time flies. I've done 6. All the hours we've talked, so yeah. Audio recordings of us talking.
Mm-hmm.
They are creating software, artificial intelligence, that can essentially analyze how you speak and then create a program that is you speaking. It's not perfected by any means, but that is freaky.
So I read something years ago that all radio hosts, music and talk hosts, will be robots.
See, I don't think talk will ever go out of style, whether it's on terrestrial or internet podcasting, because there's too much personality-driven things about it. But
the problem is they're not creating new personalities to fill the void when, like, Imus is off now.
Yeah.
Angry old man.
But the way they... I wish music jocks had more free reign. The way it's done now, and I get it, I'm not questioning the business model. It's just the way it's done now, you're so limited in, like, how much time you can speak and how it's blocked out. I know you used to do that, and I guess you had segments when you were, what was it? I'm trying to think, Old Alice or something like that?
On Alice?
Yeah, you would do the News of the Weird back then.
Oh, yeah, we did all kinds of morning show stuff, and morning shows are still... Featured up, but it's here's what it is, and it's funny because I invented a lot of this way back.
Yeah,
I was fascinated in knowing why people chose one station over another if they were playing pretty much the same thing. Why do you prefer WCFL over WLS and vice versa? Why do you like or not like Larry Lujack? Do you listen to him anyway? Those kinds of things. I learned a lot, and I learned that the people that were the most successful were the ones that had a large percentage of people that liked them and a fairly substantial number of people that didn't. Because believe it or not, there are people that tune in every day that prefer a negative stimulation.
Huh.
So they'll tune in to somebody they don't like because it gets them going in a way that works for them.
Like, why is that guy on the radio?
Exactly.
Yep.
So... That was the model that I learned from. That was the Lujackian, approach. He was the His nickname was Super Jock, but really a better name for him was Unjock, because he was like nobody else.
You know, speaking of him, don't we still have the clunk letter of the day in there? I'd love to hear that. It's been a while.
It's been a while since we played it. And, again, this is the guy I, as a teen, found. And for me, he was appointment radio. Especially his specific features, like this one.
WCFL in Chicago, it's 5:28. Time for the Larry Lujak Clunk Letter of the Day. Today's letter is from Glenbard West High School in Glen Ellen, Illinois. Written unofficial, Glenbard West High School stationery, because it says John D. Sheehan is the principal. Hi, John, what's shaking? Letter is from a member of the senior class whose name is Dick Day, who writes, Dear Lair, comma, I am writing you on behalf of my senior English class. We are doing a project this semester that is called a mass media time capsule. This capsule will contain newspapers, magazines, books, records, and recordings that represent the late 60s and early 70s, 1972 in particular. We would like to have you make a statement about our times that we could put in our capsule so we could record it off the radio. So forth and so on. Thank you very much, Dick Day. Well, this is an exciting moment for me. This is a real honor. I have never been asked to do something for a time capsule before. See, they're probably going to bury this capsule, and then somebody in 100 years will dig it up and listen to the tape, and there will be me. That's kind of far out, isn't it? I have prepared a little something here, so you people from Glenbard West, turn on your tape recorder. I am really nervous. I hope I do good. I decided to put some background music in here so it would sound a little classier. Okay, turn your tape recorder on. Hit the music, hippie.
Hello to whoever has opened this time capsule. This is a recording of radio station WCFL in Chicago, Illinois. I am Larry Lujak, the greatest disc jockey of our time or any other time. I am metaphysically predestined for eternal greatness according to the prophecy in Scripture. The date is November 10, 1972. Actor Richard Burton is 47 today. Nothing much has happened lately. Singer Diana Ross had a baby. Creedence Clearwater broke up. One of the Brookfield Porpoises died. And Ed Hanrahan says he's going to put up his storm windows this weekend. I'm going to the Jethro Tull concert tonight. The biggest story of the year thus far is that Glenbard West won the West Suburban High School Football Championship, not because they deserved it, not because they were good, but because they cheated and played dirty. That's why they won. Now, to whoever has opened this time capsule, I want you to take this tape. Go stand high on a mountaintop, naked in the wind. Close your eyes and lose yourself in the ever-advancing stream of eternity. When you have become one with the universe, your body will become covered with polka dots. At that precise moment, this tape will self-destruct and blow up you, the mountain, and the entire world forever. I wish I could be there in 100 years when some quad digs that up and listens to that. Jack at 5:35. Always glad to help out you high school kids with your stupid high school projects. That's what we're here for, is to serve the public. Okay.
How much brilliance was there in that?
A lot. Many levels.
It's just loaded with it. You know, the big events of the time, Richard Burton's 42. Then the last one is, and Ed Hanrahan said he's putting up his storm windows this weekend. For those of you who have never lived in the North, there's an annual process called putting up the storm windows for the winter. It's a bitch. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. I remember hearing my father swearing. It really wasn't a whole lot I could do to help him. Because, so it's a big deal. But stuck in the middle of that, you know, that's what made, you know, and when you, here's my theory for all of you junior broadcasters out there. When you laugh at something, whether it's a TV show, a comedian, something on YouTube, analyze it. Why was that funny? What was the driving force that made me chuckle at what I just heard?
Well, to me, it's number one, it's a put-on of arrogance. Like, I'm the greatest thing ever. But the tone of it is a big joke. That's number one. That's throughout the whole thing. So he can do that little jab. It's always funny when somebody ribs somebody in a really good way.
Yeah.
So to throw it back into the high schooler's face. Also, yes. The way he reads.
Stupid projects. And what's their target audience? Right. Teens and, you know, basically teenagers and 18 to 24-year-old adults. And he goes on there and just insults them.
Right.
But how can you not laugh?
But then go over the top. With the Thus Spake Zarathustra, the never-ending stream of eternity will sweep over you.
And it's
you
in
will
the be scripture.
Covered, it will be covered with polka dots. Yeah. And this tape will self-destruct. It will destroy you and the entire world. It's just over-the-top absurdity. Like, he's hitting on so many different levels. Genius.
Absolutely. And I will never understand. I told you a story. When his agent recruited me in Miami, I was so freaking flattered.
Yeah.
How could I say no to that? And I'm not sure why, but in the late 80s, he retired. And I'm not sure that he did that on his own or if the company just wanted to do something different. And I was talking to Saul, and he says, I got bad news for you. I said, what? He said, your buddy Lou Jack is hanging it up. I said, why? I was just down there. He sounds great. And he said, well, I just got ABC to cut him a check for $1.5 million to go away. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, though.
And what I learned, too, is that whether people liked or disliked him, and for that time period, he was the first shock jock, in my opinion. And he's revered all over the country by other people in the business. I don't understand why he really just wanted to. I know his wife. I heard a story later on that his wife, after he got the big check from ABC and went to New Mexico to retire. His wife said, if you think you're going to sit around the house and smoke cigarettes all day, you got another thing coming, buddy. You're still relatively young then. So he died, about 5-6 years ago. He was 72, so he was still a relatively young guy.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. He just broke all the rules. He broke all the rules. I'm sure his program directors were at times tearing their hair out.
Oh, sure.
Because he took too much time. But he was the best.
Well, it's something I actually learned from wrestling psychology. He's seriously playing the heel, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm full of myself.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look down on you folks. But the trick,
I don't care if you love or hate me.
Right, but the trick with a heel is, like, if you can win people, it's one thing to make people hate you initially, but if you continue to keep people coming back to hate you,
mm-hmm.
that is a gift. And then also, when you do that, if you're that successful with people not liking you and you can turn it, you can be one of the greatest, like, good guys ever.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where he's come from, that type of psychology. Like, I'm going to say I'm above you, but some people get real mad. Some people are in on the joke immediately. But you could just hear it in the tone of his voice.
Hey, since you brought up the really good guys, can I talk about Mr. Electric now?
Yeah. Oh, great guy.
Y'all been to, you don't have to go to Best Buy or a sophisticated electronics store to know what a surge protector is. They sell them pretty much everywhere. But if lightning strikes close to your home, that's not going to protect your electronics. In fact, I didn't know this until I talked to my master electrician from Mr. Electric that a surge, an electrical surge, can happen in your home without a lightning strike. Point is, Mr. Electric can protect your home from surge protection, you know, from an overload. And they do it at the fuse box. Now, this is work you want done by the most competent people on the planet. And that's the team at Mr. Electric. Call them at 269-8886, 269-8886. If you have any other needs, an installation for perhaps a ceiling fan, some sound equipment, whatever. They do upfront pricing, no games, no gimmicks. When they arrive at your home and they're punctual. Everybody I've talked to that's used Mr. Electric is impressed with the fact that when it's not, well, we'll be out there between 1 and 4. No, we'll be there at 1. And then they text you to remind you they'll be there at 1. And then guess what? They're there at 1. Right on time. They throw a mat down, make sure their feet are clean. They don't bring any dirt in. And when they're done with the installation, they clean that up for you. So all you're left is the result you first sought. So if you don't need them today, or you're very convinced that your home is in fact protected from a surge, call 269-8886 or write it down and put it under a refrigerator magnet, because if you need it in an emergency, you'll never reach out to better people. 269-8886 or visit MrElectric.com/Montgomery-AL and learn all about this incredible company and this great team of people. Traffic, news, and weather together. And the moth. Somebody wanted Norm?
Yes.
All right, it's all requests Friday. We have not, repeat not, redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word of the day yet. That's coming up, too, and you never know on this whimsical farce that we do when I might just ask for that.
Hey, everybody, Rick Walker, Fort Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking pretty decent out there right now. Everything's cleaned up nicely. We don't see nearly as much stuff on Atlanta Highway now. That's cleared up very nicely. 85 is the speed limit, right, and so is 65. Stop and go stuff around the boulevard like you'd expect this time of the day, on a Friday especially. And everything's looking really nice out there right now. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop at Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From the Alabama News Network, I'm Jeff Sanders. Here's today's news headlines. The former chief of the Clanton Police Department has pleaded guilty to fraud and ethics charges. State Attorney General Steve Marshall announced that Brian Stilwell pleaded guilty Thursday to violations of ethics laws and the fraudulent use of a credit card. A man convicted of sending a mail bomb that killed a federal judge in 1989 and a black civil rights lawyer has been executed by the state of Alabama. 83-year-old Walter Leroy Moody Jr. was the oldest prisoner to be put to death in the U.S. in modern times. Moody did not respond when asked if he had any last words before the lethal injection for killing federal appellate judge Robert Vance. And there could soon be a new state superintendent by the end of the day, following interviews for three finalists. The new superintendent would replace Michael Sentence, who resigned last year. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think the weather's going to be fine. A little cool. You'll need a jacket. Chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little warmer with a high around 76. Clouds on the increase Saturday night, but the evening should be fine. Chance of showers late Saturday night. Then periods of rain Sunday. Sunday night into Monday. Looks like a soaker with a high temperature on Sunday up to about 69. Maybe a few lingering showers on Tuesday as well. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and current conditions. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Hear that? That's the sweet song of infrastructure construction, which we need in Alabama. There's 600 bridges in the state that are so under-maintained that our kids can't even ride a school bus over them. We need potholes filled and congested roads widened in places like Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Huntsville. So what's the holdup? State politicians in the Capitol wasting taxpayer dollars on their pet projects along the coast, ignoring our infrastructure needs up north. For example, did you hear that they're trying to build a big expensive bridge over a tiny canal near the Gulf Coast? That's $30 million, and there's already two perfectly good bridges over that canal. Politicians in Montgomery need a wake-up call. Let's fix bridges and roads all over the state before we waste money on unnecessary expensive bridges to the beach. Join us at alabamaleadership.org, and let's remind Montgomery who they work for. Paid for by conservatives for better leadership.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back, I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. And now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way, so my driver...
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke?
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show?
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay, why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy... No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. And the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Olenevich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Olenevich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year." Mm-hmm. "The cold took her down as it did many of us." "And my other boy..." And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc. Sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth. Just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
My congratulations to anyone who stuck it through to the end.
We were talking as I was playing the there's a similarity or a parallel between the clunk letter from Larry Lujack and what makes Norm so funny.
Yes.
And you could tell he was making up those names, Gregory Linovich, and it pays off at 3.5 minute story pays off with that one silly line. It's amazing stuff. Where's everybody today?
I don't know.
Alan says he can't make it in.
Well, crap.
Well, yeah.
Well, everybody's probably out getting high.
Yeah, because it is 4:20. I could tell some of my lame-ass pot stories this afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm
stronger than it probably used to be back in your day.
Today is?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an effect of the prohibition. It didn't used to be that Americans drank very strong liquors until alcohol prohibition. Mm-hmm. Because when something's prohibited, you want it to have high potency, but also be able to conceal it, so it needs to be smaller. And the same thing has happened with pot.
I never...
You can move a less weight, but still have the potency.
I never thought of it that way.
Well, here's
I wish I didn't have an ounce of it in my briefcase when I went to see the Cook County State's Attorney about that murder case. That was dumb. Pot can make you do stupid things.
Well, I got this idea from an economist over at Auburn named Mark Thornton, mm-hmm. and he said, rarely in economics do you get an actual experiment to make a point, but he said, imagine an Auburn football Saturday, and everybody's tailgating.
Yeah.
And most people who are drinking, and it's a lot of people out there, are drinking beer. Or they might have one mixed drink, but most people are drinking beer when they're tailgating. Mm-hmm. But what happens when you draw an imaginary line around Jordan-Hare Stadium? No alcohol in here. Mm-hmm. What happens is people start smuggling in 40% alcohol, little bottles of liquor.
Yeah, I've seen some of that stuff on sale at different places.
And that's exactly what happens under prohibition of anything. You have to be able to conceal it, and you still want the same potency because even though you can conceal it, you can't carry a bunch. You can't carry a 12-pack of beer in.
I have mixed feelings on the issue.
Yeah.
But I speak from experience. But this much I can tell you. Never bring an ounce of it inside a building that's guarded where you have to go through security.
Can't believe you did that.
Neither can I. To this day, I look back at this. Who's this on the phone?
This is 84.
Oh, 84.
There it is.
Are you done entertaining yourself where you can take a phone call now, Greg?
I knew we should have screened this call, Greg.
Yeah, that's how guys like this get on the air. We don't screen them. No, what can we do to entertain you now that Joey and I have finished amusing
ourselves? All right, we are in Meriwether County, Georgia right now, headed to Atlanta to our last volleyball tournament. Listening to y'all over the app, and I would love to hear some yoga pants.
Well, sure, the Tim Hawkins bit, right?
Okay, and I've got one other thing for you for all the kids in the car.
Hey, y'all ask away because we got lots of time to kill here.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Mr. Boodle.
Isn't that nice?
Wow.
Thank you.
All right.
Yoga pants
appreciate
coming up.
Thank you, Greg.
Or coming down, depending on your point of view.
I have a request.
What?
Atheists don't have no songs.
Yeah, that's a good one. We could play that after the bottom of the... It is the bottom of the hour. What the hell am I doing? Jeez.
Good Lord.
You know, I was going to say, when I think of pot, and I smoked it just about daily for 2.5 years, never thought I would. I was socially coerced into it because of the band. So go unnamed. And I remember it was like really amazing. I when people say it's not addictive, I say that's bull crap.
I would say psychologically addictive and somewhat physically, but nothing like, say, even caffeine or nicotine.
Everything is like that is addictive at a different level in a different way. All I tell you is that when I ran out, I was not somebody who wanted to be around.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. My point is the physical addiction to pot, if you withdraw, it's not like you're going to die.
No, this is true, and I've also said this. It is the only drug that I have ever said, I just can't do this anymore, and stopped, and had no trouble stopping. Couldn't do that with just regular tobacco. I did for 5 months, but I just couldn't make that last, unfortunately. But is it a gateway drug? It depends. A person that's seeking a certain feeling of well-being or finding a power that a chemical, whether it's pot, alcohol, pills, coke, whatever it is, is going to find something because they don't feel capable of being social. Whatever they see as a shortcoming in themselves, if there's a chemical that'll make up for that, they'll find it, and it'll work for a while. But after a while, it becomes, a therapist described it this way, it becomes a disease of more. If this much will make me feel this good, then more will make me feel even better.
And I agree with all that. Do you think there's another gateway, so to speak? I don't think it's like if you smoke pot, you're going to do this. Like it's a determined thing. But I think something else that goes on is because you are buying it in the black market, you are associating yourself with people who will also probably be willing to offer you other things. You get into that culture. The guy maybe sells you weed, probably has pills, probably has other things that he could get his hands on, and might even offer it to you.
Yeah.
And I think it's just when you get into that world, it's available.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're more likely, when it's available, to try it. And with those more heavy drugs, you will definitely get hooked.
Just got a request from a very special young lady. Mm-hmm. For the substitute teacher bit, so we'll go into the break with it, and we'll come out of it with yoga pants.
And we also had a request for Steve Hughes, I believe, on being offended. Yes.
Yeah, that's when we should play like we do the Carlin bit, because it's just as important as we learn now with this farce, this hilarious lawsuit, the latest pathetic attempt by Hillary to... They didn't want me. No. You don't get it, bitch. It was Trump they didn't want to be president. Now they're trying to deal with the fact that the deep state has been discovered. We know who we know what's going on, and there's a long list of people that need to be perp walked, including her, into prison. Judge Knapp, you're a fan.
No, Judge Napolitano, yeah.
He had a meltdown on it today. He says that woman needs to be in prison. Period. That's why Trump, made a statement about Flynn. He said, I don't think this is fair. this guy was leaking things, and he's writing books, and Michael Flynn, you know, it's just beginning to unravel, in my opinion. So, but filing a lawsuit against the Republicans and the Russian government and all this crap, I think this lady is out of her mind. Just go get yourself one of those big green gallon jugs of wine, wrap your unshaved legs around it, sit and sip and watch MeTV for the weekend. That's what you really need to do. Just pretend you're president. It's okay. 4:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. As always, we express our gratitude for the great work of Gulf States Mobility, a long-term sponsor, a legacy sponsor of this show, for what they do to restore choices to lives that have been dramatically impacted through loss of mobility. Many times, it's a wounded warrior coming home and facing a vastly different life than the one they were leading before they were injured, serving our country. They work with lots of our veterans. It could have been somebody who was driving to the grocery store and got teamboat in an accident. Sometimes it's a temporary loss, sometimes it's permanent. But when they take on a situation, it's a very individual approach. First of all, the home they live in. How can we make every part of that home safely accessible? Ramps, rails, is there an upstairs? Do we need to put a chairlift in? These are the kinds of things they address. What can we do to make sure this individual lives the most independent life possible? In other words, driving. Can they take care of their own schedule? Gulf States Mobility sells, and they come with very extensive and friendly loan term agreements. VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles that allow people who thought they'd never drive again to not have to go through the self-esteem diminishing experience of being dependent all the time. The MV1s for wheelchair-bound folks make it so much easier for them to get the wheelchair into the vehicle and them into the driver's seat without struggling and lifting and straining. It's all good. And they've got a wall full of awards to show for their efforts for not only the River Region, but the southeastern United States. Gulf States Mobility on Facebook. Please look them up and like them. 514-6590 is the number. We hope you never have to call them, but if you do, you'll be glad that they are there. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. All right. We have the substitute teacher. Then we'll have traffic and weather and news. And then we'll come back with that other thing.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your god mind? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right now.
Denise.
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Hey, I said we were going to do traffic and weather and all that stuff next, but you know what we need to do? We need to get the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. That's what we need.
Right now?
Right now. At 272-9228, we gave it out this morning. We redeem it in the afternoon. And if you have it from this morning, call us at 272-9228 and be caller number 6 with today's Baumhauer's winning word. That's all I need. And you'll win a $20 gift card to Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard or Baumhauer's downtown.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. If you're out on the Eastern Boulevard, careful around I-85. Southbound lanes there tied up pretty good right now with traffic. There's construction work going on over there, so be careful with that. Also, a little bit further north, up around Lagoon Park, all the way back to Wares Ferry Road, we've got some traffic going kind of slow in the southbound lanes there as well. North Boulevard over around Jackson Ferry Road. Of course, there's some road construction going on there. 65 and 85 are all clear. Get an extra $1,000 trade-in value on any used Toyota Tundra or RAV4 at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. The selection is incredible. Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll bank them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Happy music. That means we're going to find ourselves a winner here as we look for caller 6 at 272-9228. You are caller 1. Thank you for trying. You're caller number 2. You are caller number 3. You are caller number 4. You're caller number 5. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you can't.
Man.
Oh, man is right. You're so close.
Thanks.
You feel your pain. Hi, who's this?
Margaret.
Margaret. How are you?
Ah!
Well, now I need that winning word first.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Hurricane.
That's it. You're the winner.
Woohoo! Go me, go me.
And it's go
I
you.
I was number one. Now I'm number 6. Woohoo!
Wow, you must have fast. You were number 1 today.
Yes.
God, you must have fast dialing fingers.
No, it's calling, having it logged in on my phone.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Your persistence paid off. You won a $20 Bomb Hours Victory Grill gift. Take two, a $20 Bomb Hour Victory Grill gift card. And
there
Joey's going to get some information from you and set that up so you can get jam up and jelly tight. Hang on.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we want. That's the kind of excitement we look for when we give something away. It's really nice and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. 4:43. Now let's get the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think the weather's going to be fine. A little cool. You'll need a jacket. Chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little warmer with a high around 76. Clouds on the increase Saturday night, but the evening should be fine. Chance of showers late Saturday night. Then periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Looks like a soaker with a high temperature on Sunday up to about 69. Maybe a few lingering showers on Tuesday as well. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and current conditions. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, what do you have coming up?
The Spring Cleaning Yard Sale, April 21st, on a Saturday, out in front of the store. The vendors will be set up out there. This is when they have to clean out everything. And, you know, as vendors, we have a big collection of stuff. We need to turn over and move so that we can redo our spaces and everything like that. There'll be just a ton of good furniture and jewelry and good glassware and tools. There'll be some clothing. There'll be books and records, just anything that you can name.
So it's a good idea to bring a truck.
Bring a truck. Load it up.
And the date for the spring yard sale is?
It's April 21st, out in front of the store. We supposed to start at 6, but we can start earlier. We don't care. And it goes until 2, and we don't necessarily stop at 2.
The Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need to help get you back on the road. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get CarQuest conventional motor oil for just $2.96 a quart. Talk about an amazing price. Plus, find great prices on CarQuest's full line of motor oil. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste. The classiness, the cleverness of Tim Hawkins, as requested by... Oh.
What was that?
Somebody sent me a video. This is actually kind of funny. Have you ever been to a fancy restaurant that serves flaming desserts?
Yeah.
Or cooks tableside? This happened at a place called Cafe Meza in Baltimore. And Baltimore doesn't need any help with setting fires. The citizens there are doing a great job of destroying the town. They really are. Baltimore is a town decline doesn't describe it. It's accelerated decline. It's just when you think you've heard the dumbest thing, like a mayor telling rioting citizens, give them room to destroy. Why not? I mean, it's not her business. It's being burned down. It's somebody else's. Let the insurance company deal with it. Anyway, this place, Kevin Mezzo, James Hughes, who shared footage of the hilarious moment to Facebook, said he and a large group of coworkers were finishing off their meal at the Greek restaurant when they were offered a few final orders of saganaki, a fried cheese dish, which the staff flambés tableside. Mm-hmm. I know what that means because flambé is a fancy word for they set it on fire before they serve it.
Right.
Four waiters then gather and ignite the dishes, only for the sprinklers to forcefully douse out the flames. Apparently, it got just a little bit too hot, and this delicious flaming cheese dessert turned into a... they found out that the sprinkler system works. So I guess they should probably be a little careful at the altitude at which they do their flambéing. So a good time was had by all. It's a funny story.
Have you ever flambéed your own creme brulee?
I have never done any personal flaming.
No, neither have I. I was just wondering.
Searing something is about the closest I've ever come. Hmm. And I'm not particularly good at that. That is not a strong suit in my cooking repertoire. Because sometimes there are certain cuts of beef you can sear, and that cooks the outside really well. It leaves the inside pink.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good at that, actually.
But nobody's given me a big package full of practice steaks to try that on, so I just... Well, you should see it. There's one morning every week where I go to Food Outlet, I pick up a couple of New York strips, usually, cut them in half, so, rub them with cricket dust and the seven pepper seasoning from Sours. I generally have the grill nice and hot, and it's actually quite impressive because I put the meat on the grill, I leave the bathroom door open so I can see the grill from the bathtub. And I know when it's time to run out. And if I see flames come up, then I know I got to get back there and turn those over. And 99% of the time, the gang loves it. They're cooked perfectly. But it requires a lot of coordination to prep for a morning radio show.
Right.
And do all of those things at the same time.
Well, I've gotten pretty good, though, at putting down like a bone-in ribeye.
Uh-huh.
You get the pan really, really hot. Put in a little high, you know, some oil. And get it real hot where it's smoking a little bit. Put it down. The steak down, but put it down away from you so you don't get splashed. And let that go for about 2 minutes. And then flip it over another 2 minutes on that side. If it's a real thick cut of steak, then put it on, like, the fat side, like the actual sides of it. To get the sear all the way around, and then keep cooking a little more. That's when you throw in a bunch of butter, and you tilt the pan and you start basting it in the butter. And you probably want to smash a few garlic cloves, throw some thyme branches on there, and keep basting away. And then you do the feel test. That's the trick. You do the feel test.
You know, when you read the comments section on this, is a story that Fox posted. I'm sure that was intended to be the lighter side, right? And here's the comments section. I try to avoid them because they often depress me because they're usually filled with really miserable people saying it. The waiters are laughing now, but they won't be when their boss sees how expensive that stunt cost in resetting the sprinklers, cleaning up the mess, and having the health department recertify the establishment of the operation. And then here's another. The water in the pipes is often several years stale, is black, and smells like sewage. The water also typically flows at 50 gallons a minute, making for one huge, nasty mess very, very quickly. Have you ever been to a restaurant where there were roving violinists combined?
Yeah, sure.
The restaurants that we used to go to, like on proms and stuff, you know, large... And we behaved. We did not act like idiots. I didn't know what to give them. I mean, I was, like, had $20 in my pocket. I was ready to cover dinner and a tip. And then they come and they play a song, and your girlfriend looks at you with, you know, milky romantic eyes, and here's a quarter. I mean, you just feel, like, so cheesy. Thanks, Mr. Rockefeller. We really appreciate the tip. Crazy stuff. I just got a nice call. I'd like to call a text here. No, it was a Facebook message. I'll figure it out one of these days. Somebody that had JNS come out and do their landscaping. I'll find it. Their number's 202-8760. And they are really good at what they do, and they work very, very hard. I'd like to take a moment. Let's see what's happening at Jack Ingram this afternoon,
yeah,
shall we?
Let's do it.
If part of your weekend plan, if you have a new driver in the house or you need another car, hey, they added something today. Let's see if I can figure out which one of these it is. There are 13 choices in the under 10 category at Jack Ingram, and what these cars all have in common are three things. Good vehicle histories, bodies, you know, new car drivers. They get their license, and then they don't want to be embarrassed in what you give them to drive. I went through that with a certain goose. But we got her in a nice Volkswagen Jetta, safe car. She took good care of it, looked nice. It's pre-owned. The vehicles in this category have great bodies, nice, clean interiors, and then engines that are certified by the Ingram family team of mechanics to deliver reliable driving miles, because the one thing they do not want to do at Jack Ingram is resell somebody else's troubles. I think it's this 2006 Toyota Sienna that's new to the group today. So a car that's in this category of vehicles under 10 has to earn their way in. I'm really surprised nobody's picked up this 2006 Beetle.
It is very nice.
That's 12 years old. It looks like it just rolled off the assembly line. 96,000 miles over 12 years. That's less than 8,000 a year. So this car has been used very sparingly over a long period of time. Looks great. The VW from that era is very safe. Great first car for a new driver. Shop with confidence. When you visit Jack Ingram, see Tip Tames and his team. Please tell them that we said hello. They like to know who inspired you to come in, and we always appreciate it when you mention us. Thank you so much. And in the pre-owned category, we've purchased three times now from Tip Tames. 138 total used and certified vehicles to choose from. You can't go wrong. You'll find what you want at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars at 235 Northeastern Bypass or at jackingram.com.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating or air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned, and they've been around for over 30 years. And right now, you can take advantage of Mays' huge blowout promotion. Complete HVAC packages starting at just $4,600 for a 3-ton split system while supplies last. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be here when you need them. Mays Heating and Air is an Alabama Power Company Superior Solutions dealer and a certified Alagasco contractor. Financing is available. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal at only $79. Call